Yeah, T-Mam, episode 2.
Hey.
What's up? Alright, so, as I'm sure anybody who's listening is knows by now.
He's still looking at my screen.
I'm sorry. Quit building stuff so good and I won't look at your screen. Anyways, as I'm sure you guys know by now, we went with T-Mam, two mulattoes, and a mic. And it is one word. That was an executive decision on our part. Well, on my part.
Yeah.
Not
ours.
This is my part.
It's gonna bug me till we...
We are the only ones on iTunes with anything close to that, though. Like, there's not even ringtones or, like, books, like audiobooks, whatever.
A book called T-Mam?
Well, hey, I'm just saying. A few things. The last episode was kind of quiet. That volume problem should be fixed. If it's not, I'm going to sound really dumb right now, but it should be. What else was I going to say? Oh.
You didn't tell me.
Episode 3, we should have a sick, nasty little intro montage song thing that you guys should enjoy.
Thing.
Yeah, it's out there.
What
other thing I was gonna say? I listed the first podcast as explicit, and I just feel wrong because we didn't actually say anything really explicit. Just in that's what she said joke. So for this one, I'm just gonna throw out like, fuck. There we go. Just throw my word in there so it can be listed as explicit. That's my word of choice for the day.
Or. We could just make it to where it's not explicit.
But who likes not explicit things? Okay. Not explicit people.
Okay.
I mean, no, just think about this. Like, we aren't going to have two-year-olds listening to our podcast. I mean, I know two-year-olds these days have iPads.
I was about to say, it wouldn't surprise me.
But they're not, this isn't intended for them. People listening to our podcast are mature, right? Just like us.
Yeah, just like us.
Just like us. Okay.
Alright.
We're playing Minecraft again.
Again.
And...
Oh, before we forget again.
Oh dear. What?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Dorks.
Welcome. Okay, now that we got the fun part out of the way, this is going to be boring, so you might as well turn it off.
No.
Kidding. It's going to be like a party and a half.
And a half.
Two halves as a whole. So really two parties in like however long.
Two parties in one podcast.
There you go.
Tell your friends.
Two parties in one podcast. You get two for the price of one, just like mulattoes, except, like back in the slave days.
Except that our podcasts are free, so they're not paying anything.
The podcasts are free, but labor isn't, because it's not $16.50 anymore. Two for the price of one, mulattoes. See, nobody liked the mulattoes, because they were since we're half white, we had to spend half the time in the actual plantation house. Like,
Quincy,
we had to work in the fields until noon.
Quincy, no.
And then they let us go inside and have, like, lemonade or something.
I just want you to think about this. Back then, in the slavery days, what mulattoes were there? Well, black people didn't mix with white people because that was immoral. According to the white people.
Well, I'm gonna make a time machine and go back to... No, I'm not. I just told a lie.
No.
I'm sorry. I just told a lie. I'm not going back.
No, after our conversation, no. Y'all might hear...
Our time travel conversation?
Y'all might hear about our conversation later, but that's for a later time.
That was ridiculous. Like, my brain... No.
So if you guys want to hear about it, keep listening to our podcast.
It'll come up eventually.
Yeah, it has.
That's what she said. Yes. First one of the night.
Okay.
Coming out swinging. That's what she said. I'm just two for two. Maybe I'll just quit while I'm ahead.
Okay, so before you pop off another one.
Pop off.
Stop. Okay, so I just need to talk about this. Oh. Lately.
Oh boy. Conversations that start like that never end well.
Stop. Okay. I haven't been sleeping.
You gonna pull a Kanye? I'm gonna let you have his back. But I just need to talk about this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know what that's from.
What? Kanye and Taylor Swift?
Oh, I knew that.
Did you never hear about that?
The, what's her name? Should've won?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't hear about the, like, the whole conversation.
No, that's what he went on stage. I don't know how you didn't hear about this.
No, I heard about it. I just never,
he saw went on stage and he was like, all right, Taylor, I'm gonna let you have his back. But Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time.
Yeah,
I know. And that was it. That's the thing. I'm gonna let you finish. And that's why the I guess Kim let Kanye finish. I'm sorry. Back to your bed problems. What?
How did you even know that's what it was about? Did I already mention that?
You said the word sleep before I cut you off.
Oh. Well.
Before I Kanye'd you, you said the word sleep.
Oh, I didn't realize I did. Okay. I haven't been sleeping well lately.
Why not?
I don't know why.
And how does it make you feel? I'm sorry.
Okay, Dr. Feel.
Dr. Feel.
Okay. No.
Doctor, my head looks like a penis.
Like.
Think about it. Next time you look at Dr. Feel, you will see a penis with a face on it.
Can I please finish?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. Proceed.
Like, I'll go to bed, and I'll lay there for like an hour or like a half an hour before I fall asleep.
Right.
And I'll finally doze off, and then I'll wake up like 3 or 4 times, and then that's when I start seeing things, like ghosts. Ghosts are like my biggest fear.
Wait, and is this for real, or are you just saying
this is for real. Like, I'll wake up, and I will see, like, shadows and things. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just because, even though I think I'm fully awake, I'm not cognitive. I'm still, like, half or, like, three quarters asleep, so I think I'm seeing things that I'm not.
Right.
But still, it freaks me out, because then I have a harder time going back to sleep, even though I'm already asleep, but I'm awake, and then I can't fall back asleep, and then I wake up in the morning like a zombie, and then go on rants like this.
Okay. Caller number two, what'd you say your name was? Hello? Caller number two, you still there? I think we lost. Caller number two, can you hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. You're still there. What'd you say your name was?
Dude, I need to know.
Okay. All right. We don't need to know your name. Your problem, it sounds like you're having, it's a common problem amongst the teenage masses. What I would suggest is that maybe you just just go back to sleep, you know? Like, you wake up and,
obviously didn't hear a word I just said.
Well, I'm getting paid to tell you your problems back to you. That's what therapy is. So,
well, I'm telling you, I need some of that new Z-Quil or whatever it is.
Then take a sip and don't wake up for a day stuff.
Sure. I guess.
Oh, I can't sleep at night. Oh, look at this new medicine.
Oh my gosh.
In that order.
Is that how strong that stuff actually is?
I haven't tried it.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll have a review in a later episode of Z-Quil.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
We're going to turn it into...
If my problem doesn't subside.
Drug addicts.
Is that the right word? Subside?
Yes.
Yay.
Look at you, Mr. Vocabulary. Doesn't know what freaking stigma means. Silence is golden, but duct tape is silver.
Actually, duct tape can be blue, purple, red, green, silver.
Thank you.
Mustache, camouflage. I've seen mustache and camouflage duct tape before.
Captain Smart Aleck, thank you for steering our ship.
Right into the rock that sunk the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, it was an iceberg that sunk the Titanic.
Iceberg,
not a rock.
That's what I said.
There's
I said iceberg.
Icebergs and rocks.
I said iceberg.
Rocks are made out of rock, and icebergs are made out of ice.
And sometimes rock.
Well, not yes. often. Not often.
It's possible, though.
Not often.
It's possible, though.
So, okay, whatever.
Okay.
What about the Loch Ness Monster? Let's talk about Nessie. What do you think of Nessie?
I think it's a bunch of mahooey. No, I think Nessie's real.
Yeah, I... So do a bunch of crazy little Irish people. Like, I'm sorry, Scottish people. To anyone Irish out there who just got pissed off. Keegan.
Shout out to Keegan.
Yeah, shout out to Keegan. My Irish friend with the cool mustache.
Hey, I'm part Irish. Like, I'm like an... Not... Wait, hang on. I think I'm like a fourth Irish. I'm either a fourth or an eighth. I think I'm a fourth, though.
Okay, so now that you know, little man's story there, you gonna tell us how you came over on the ships?
Okay, and get back to what you're talking about.
During the Great Potato Famine.
Okay.
Okay. What was I talking about? Nessie.
Nessie.
That big old dinosaur that's living in the bottom of a lake.
I think she's...
I'm sorry.
She, it, a they, lock. Them, that transvestite.
A lock is a lake. It's the same. Did you just call Nessie a transvestite?
Oh, see, now what did it take you to realize that?
I'm sure that it is not okay with being called a transvestite. I just don't get how it's been alive this long. I mean, Nessie is like rock and roll.
That's like Bigfoot.
Like, that thing is never gonna die. Bigfoot...
I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot so much.
Bigfoot's real.
Aliens are real.
Don't even get me started on aliens.
No, I'm not about to get started on aliens, because then I will say something that's gonna make one of our listeners mad.
Which one?
I don't know.
Well, there's only three to choose from at this point.
I know, it'll make somebody mad, and then they're gonna start commenting on our stuff, sending us tweets and whatnot, talking about...
Well, hey, that'd be more tweets than we're getting
talking
now.
Talking about how aliens didn't build the pyramids.
They did build the pyramids.
But I'm not about to go into that.
They built the pyramids, they built Stonehenge, so they built...
So thank you for going into that for me.
They built everything. Like, they built the Statue of Liberty, because the French gave that to us, and everybody knows French people are aliens.
That was wrong.
Well? Oh my gosh. I swear we need to come up with topics before we record these things.
Why can't we just babble off the top of our heads like we're doing right now?
Because that's how people get put in mental asylums.
Oh.
Babbling off the top of their heads. Were you laughing at babbling or heads?
I was laughing at babbling. Babylon. I get it, because it's like if you tell somebody to babble on, but they're like...
Stop talking.
Like the ancient civilization.
I get it.
Thank you.
Stop talking. Oh, oh my gosh.
So,
the goal.
So my acting director told me I need to go watch videos of Eeyore. To try to help get... No, not... No, it's so that... Because...
Wait, your director told you to watch Winnie the Pooh.
Pretty much. Because, no, listen.
What play are you doing?
It'll make sense. It'll make... Oh my gosh.
It'll make sense. Continue.
Because, no. Okay. My school is doing children's theater right now.
Right, right, right.
And my character's... I got a lead.
Okay.
I'm the princess's father.
Aw. Isn't that the king?
Yes. I'm King Doldrum.
Okay.
And,
so, like, sad.
And I guess lately when I've been, at, like, in rehearsals and acting...
You've been too happy.
We're doing run-throughs. I've been too, like, hyper...
Up-tempo.
And angry. And I just need to be, like, kind of droopy and sad.
You know what you need to watch.
Oh, whatever.
You know what you need to watch. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Have you ever seen that movie?
Not in a long
There's a scene. Time. There's a scene where they're in a castle, and there's this little guy, and his dad wants him to get married, and he's like, "But father, I don't want to get married. I just want to sing." And then the dad is like, "All like, nope, you're getting married." And then the kid, he's like the most pitiful like guy. He's not. Yeah, we're gonna watch that movie, okay?
Quincy.
What?
I'm not supposed to be British and depressed.
You don't have to be British.
I'm But.
But it's what she had.
I'm pretty sure that's what a lot of people have.
Like all of them? Well, no, there's some. There's, I've seen a couple.
No, I think. No. I think I read a statistic once that it's like 1 in every 5,000 babies is born without an anus.
What? What?
At least I think that's what I read one time.
That's a thing? How? That would hurt. How? When they die? Or do they just cut one? Like, how? What?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I've never studied proctology.
But what?
Proctology is the study of butts. Like, that's a butt doctor. That's what a
you
butt...
You would know that.
That, no.
You would know
that's
that.
That's what a butt doctor is.
A proctologist.
Yes.
Let me proctorate your personal space. Like, is that what they say whenever you go up for an exam?
I highly doubt it.
So wait, the people who give tests, they're called proctors. Does that mean they're like assholes? Like, is that what... Because most of them are. They're just jerks.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What? Oh my gosh.
Wait, how would you know? Have you been to a proctologist?
No.
Yes?
I haven't. That's what I'm saying, though. If you tell me that a proctor is touching on your butt...
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, I've smelled you when you come out of the bathroom. We might need to sign you up.
Okay. I'll go to the proctor as soon as you decide to go to the stupid Ethiopian doctor because you're so small.
For any of you out there who don't know, he calls me Ethiopian all the time because I'm short.
14 and you're 5'2".
Actually,
4'2".
Actually, I'm like 5'3".
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
He put on an inch. Y'all better watch out because he's going straight to the NBA.
That's better than a fatty, whitey, tubsy, wubsy out here.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. He's taking stabs at my fat, okay?
But okay. Not stab too hard, it'll pop.
Oh, good one. That's what she said.
I'm...
Oh my gosh. I don't know how we're ever going to get more than, like, 3 viewers. Like, my close friends. And they're just going to listen because they feel sorry for me. Oh, he's trying so hard. I'll subscribe. Oh. I scared the crap out of that freaking autosave. Is not okay.
I haven't even drank any of my sparkling grape juice tonight.
I love this stuff. Let's have a toast.
I think I'm going to start talking like this.
Podcast number. If you start talking like that, I'm going to shove this grape juice bottle down your throat.
No, because that's how I have to talk in The Insulting Princess. That's the play we're doing. Okay, I stopped talking like that. You can shut up now. Thank you. Cheers.
I'm not toasting you. You just told me to shut up.
And you called me Ethiopian.
Valid point. Okay. Jeez, that sounded harsh. Please tell me that is not what she said. She said that you may need to go see the proctor doctor. Oh my gosh. That bottle's bigger than you are. Whoa. My tracks aren't lit up. What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm like popular.
Holy crap. You have like 50 text messages and yep. You have missed calls and I have missed words.
I was about to say, do you want to learn to talk before you try that statement again?
What's the talking doctor called?
Like a vocal doctor?
Speech therapist?
Sure.
Proctor doctor sounds cooler. Don't go to the proctor doctor if you need help talking. That'd be all bad. I'm giving my cows some more freaky wheat. they eat it and then they have babies. I don't get that.
You don't get what?
Why? How do you feed a cow wheat and it has babies?
Same way you feed a pig wheat and it has babies.
How do you stop talking because you sound dumb?
Wow.
Well. Whale?
Whale?
Whale? Oh my goodness. This thing is... I'm just gonna stop.
Please learn to talk.
Because I keep forgetting. But I'm getting tongue-tied. Don't even...
Don't what?
This thing's been going for a lot longer than the last one, it feels like. Oh my gosh, no, I didn't even mean... I meant the podcast. I meant the freaking... You.
Sure you did.
Oh my gosh, today's youth, people. We gotta do something about these children.
Please. I am perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. That's what they call themselves. And back in my day, we didn't ever sit inside and play video games.
Hey, Bubba, are you a flapper? Do you know what a flapper is?
Are you a member of the Random Questions Club?
Do you know what a flapper is?
Yes. What a flapper is. There's some ladies in the 20s who decided to be all freaky and they stuffed alcohol in their boots and then had their boobs hanging out of their jackets.
I'm proud of you. You know what a flapper is.
I'm proud of you. You can ask the most random questions in the world.
Really? That means a lot.
You just sounded real soft for a minute. Real sensitive. So, in other news...
News.
Why do they call it news? Because it's new information. Never mind. Never mind. It's better than calling it olds.
Well, what about old news? That's like an oxymoron.
That is an oxymoron. Old news.
Wait, is it an oxymoron or a paradox? Or both? We'll go with the oxymoron.
Paradoxes. Paradoxes. No AI can resist them. I'm sorry. I had a merdnomen. I had a merdnomen.
A merdnomen. Good job. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
She busted her booty.
What the heck? She needed to go to the proctor.
You're having fun with that, aren't you?
I am. That's like, proctor doctor is my thing tonight. That's what this episode's going to be called.
Proctor
doctor. It's like stoma last night. Oh my gosh. Well, not last night. Last episode. Proctor doctor and stoma. If you guys don't know, like, the whole story behind the stoma, go Google stoma smoking commercial. And it's this commercial with these people big old holes in their necks. And
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
They can't use their vocal cords anymore, so they have to hold this little vibrating thing to their neck.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
I smoked for 40 years. Somehow I have to have a hole in my throat. This one guy, he bends over.
Just cracked.
He like squats down, and he's like, whenever you bend over, be sure not to bend at the waist, or else the contents of your stomach will fall out of your throat. And it's like... horrible.
It's
disgusting. Stoma.
I'm sorry. I don't know what his obsession with stomas is really about.
I don't have an obsession. It's more of a fascination.
Fascination. Sorry.
There's a difference. There's a big difference between... What? Is it my song? Oh.
Turn it up.
Don't turn it up. Just leave it where it's at. We can hear it.
No, they can't. Okay,
so a lab boy's just informed me that I shouldn't have mentioned the control group.
I thought you didn't want chocolate.
I pay the bills around here. I can talk about the control group if I want. No, bean counter told me I couldn't fire me being in a wheelchair. Did it anyways. Ramps are expensive.
So wrong.
Okay, that was a good part of the song. Alright.
Because I'm glad they know what you're talking about.
They don't need to know. I know, and my mommy told me that that's all that matters.
Who's the softy? No, I'm kidding.
That's why the only people who are listening to this are the three friends that I have.
There's nothing soft about loving your mommy.
He said soft.
What? No, I'm being serious.
It was a nice little Hall & Oates moment there. I freaking love Hall & Oates, man.
I've never really listened to him.
Matter of fact...
That doesn't mean we have to right now, either.
No, Hall & Oates is going to take our episode out.
Oh, we're done?
Well, dude, it's been like an hour.
Or not.
Close enough.
Or not. All right.
So y'all know what to do. Twitter.
Facebook.
They'll be in the descriptions.
Oh, my gosh. No.
It's cool, because I'm not trying to close the show or anything here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Close it.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry that your head is bigger than anything else on your body. Like a watermelon on a toothpick. Anyways, y'all know what to do. Twitter, stay tuned for episode 3. Tell your friends. Tell your kids. Tell your friends' kids, but don't tell your kids' friends. Alright. So here's our exit music. Do you have any last words before I play some awesomeness from the 80s?
Oh, I covered in water.
Took too long. Nope. Alrighty.
Wait,
it's a case of possession obsession. See, listen, that's what it sounds like. Just a case of possession obsession. Possession. Give me. Alright, y'all.
No.
What?
Not taking this out.
Team Mam number 2. Out.
Okay, bye.